We spoke last time about a very important idea in the Talmud Devorah, and we're going to take it somewhere else today, but in a way that I think is incredibly, incredibly important. If you remember last time, Rav Moshe Cordovero, in describing the Midos of Hashem, described that one of the Midos of Hashem is that the Ribono Shel Olam relates to Klal Yisrael as a relative of his. That's a relative which he describes in different kinds of relationships. It's a spouse, it's a mother, it's a child. There are different kinds of ways that Ribono Shel Olam relates to us, which I had to explain last time, what exactly that means, why are there different elements of that relationship. But what's clear from the Talmud Devorah is that a person takes care of their family. A person feels a certain sense of obligation and a certain connection to family. And in that sense, says Moshe Cordovero, the same way that you would never want to, why would a person never want to hurt a family member of theirs? Because they understand that hurting a family member of mine is like hurting myself. I also feel pain as a result of that. And that being the case, so a person tends to be very, very careful with their family members. And here the Ramchal shifts. Here the Ramak, Moshe Cordovero, shifts a little bit. He says, just like Hashem Baruch Hu takes care of those he's close to, so too, kacha adam im chaveiro, kol Yisrael heim she'er ba'asar, elu im elu. He says, all of B'nai Yisrael, we are relatives one to the other. Now, there are two ways you could have gone here. You could have said that we're all B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and that we have some sort of a familial relationship, distant as it may be. But for Moshe Cordovero, the relationship between different members of B'nai Yisrael is far more powerful than just the fact that we happen to be B'nai Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. He has a line here. This is a line that is a somewhat well-known line. We'll discuss it. He says, Mipnei Shaneshamos Klulos Yachad. All of our neshamas are interconnected. Yesh bazeh chelek zeh uvazeh chelek zeh. That we all have our neshamas. And I have a piece in my neshama, so I also have a piece of your neshama and your neshama and your neshama, and you have a piece of all of our neshamas. We are connected in many ways on a level of neshamas. Ulekach in odome merubim ha'os mesa mitzvah. That's why if a lot of people do a mitzvah together, one of the reasons why it's so powerful is because there's so much neshama present. There's so much more there than just one person. We're all interconnected in that way. Now, it seems from Moshe Cordovero that while it's true that all of Klal Yisrael is interconnected, when we are together, so that connection becomes all the more powerful. When we're together, the ones I'm next to, the ones I'm with, so our neshamas unite in a very powerful way. He explains, based on this, a Gemara in Meseches Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that Asara Rishonim Beveis HaKnesses. The Gemara says that if the first ten people in Shul, Afilu Meya Bam Acharav Mikabel Schar Kneged Kula. The Gemara says that if the first ten people who come to Shul, so if they are the first ten, even if 100 people come afterwards, these ten get the Schar Kilu of everyone. I once spoke about this in one of the time periods of COVID, I think. There was a rule here that you can only have 10 people in a room at a time. So I gave a shiur in the kibbutz. They asked me to give a shiur there, but the tenai was that the only people that could come, it was the first 10 people that got in, were going to be able to go to the shiur. After that, nobody else was going to come. So I figured it was a cute topic. I spoke about the ma'ala of being echad me'asara rishonim, that the power of being one of the first 10, this particular gemara, that this is what it is. Says Moshe Cordovero, an amazing pshat. He says, why is it the Gemara is precise? Why is it the first 10 get the schar of Meya? Why do they get the schar of 100? What exactly is going on? So says of Moshe Cordovero, it works in the following May. B'bnei Shah Asara, heim klulim elu be'elu. If there's 10 people there, so I have a piece not only of my soul, but a piece of your soul, your soul, your soul. We're connected when we're more together, when we're biyachat. So my soul is a piece of 10 different neshamas that are in it. And your soul also has a piece of 10 neshamas, because we all are sharing in a very deep and very, very real way. There's some connection and a level of neshama that we all have when we are connected one to the other. So as Moshe Cordovero, that's why it's not coincidental the Gemara says you get schar of Meya. Why do I get schar of Meya? Because each of the one people there have within them 10 chalakim of neshamas. We're all interconnected. So 10 times 10 is 100. So says Moshe Cordovero, this is the idea. And therefore, he says like this. The same way that the Ribono Shel Olam feels a connection with relatives, with Klal Yisrael, his children, his spouse, his mother, so too we feel a connection. Everyone else, we're so interconnected in that kind of a way. Now, this idea here is more of a Kabbalistic idea about connected neshamas. The Rishonim have elements of this mahalach. The Rishonim have elements of mahalach. In describing the din of arvas, describing the din of yatzah motzi, the din that if even if I was already yotzeh in mitzvah, I could still be motzi you. So the Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah that so long as I haven't fulfilled a mitzvah, if you haven't fulfilled a mitzvah, it's ki'ilu I haven't really fulfilled a mitzvah. Meaning, we're so interconnected that the absence of your mitzvah, it's ki'ilu I haven't really fulfilled a mitzvah yet. Or the way the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, in a very powerful way, he says, all of B'nai Yisrael is kiguf echad, we're all interconnected. And therefore, we all share the same kinds of obligations. Now, the Baal Tanya actually does, in a very, very famous piece, in the Tanya, says it like Rav Moshe Cordovero. He points out, he says in the following way, Lukach nikru kol Yisrael achim mamish, we're all relatives, not bitoras, we're all brothers. Not in a cute way, and not because we all come from Yisrael Yaakov, so aren't we all relatives? No. Mibnei shoresh nafshem b'ashem echad. The root of our soul is all one. Rak shehagufim mechulakim. We have different physical bodies, but on a deep spiritual sense, our neshamas are deeply connected. And that's a very, very kind of a powerful idea. That interconnectedness of our neshamas, and the need to take care of it. They point out, Baron Kuller, Mr. Biaron in Chelik Aleph, uses this of Moshe Cordovero to shift the way that we look at a particular idea. And I think it's one that is so, so fascinating. It's so fascinating. And one of the Valachta B'drachav, and Torah Zvori quotes this piece from Mr. Biaron. Baron Kuller said in the following way. We sometimes look at the din of tochacha as being one which is fundamentally negative. I can get held accountable if you mess up, and therefore I have a need to say something to you. That the Gemara says, if you could be mochan an shebeso, and you're not, so you're held accountable for that. If I could be involved in something and I'm not, so I get held accountable for that. And tochacha and arvas take upon themselves a decidedly negative connotation. Your fault, I'm responsible for. My fault, you're responsible for. And therefore, I'm giving tochacha because, you know, in the end of the day, I don't want to get messed over and I have a chiyuv. And it becomes very, very negative. It becomes very negative and it's focused on your averas are my averas. My averas are your averas. Points out of Aaron Cutler in such a sharp way. What emerges from this piece in Tomer Dvorah is that it's not actually true. B'yisod hadavar. The idea is that we are close family, that we are connected in a spiritual level in a way which is so, so deep, And there are two implications of that. What it means is we are all in this together. We're all in this together. That can have a negative connotation in that if people are messing up and people are struggling, so I can be on some level held accountable for that, assuming that I could stop it. If I'm honest, I'm honest. But if I could stop it, I could stop it. But says about color, the reverse is true also. Because we're all one, the same way that we're all held accountable if somebody messes up, so we're also all in the place where we could get zechuyos if we're all being mekayim mitzvos. That the more people that are mekayim mitzvos, and again, like we saw, that this isn't just an idea for all of Klal Yisrael, but the more that you're together with people who are mekayim mitzvos, so the more that is true, that zchus is so powerful and so great because spiritually we're connected. Just says Rav Aaron Kuller, that's pshat, and why Chazal speak about sometimes that when a lot of people do averus together, that's a terrible thing. But kal v'chomer when they do mitzvahs together, it's even greater. Why is it so great when Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs together? Because it's so powerful, and the zechuyos are able to interact. And that when it's there, it's not one neshama, it's 100 neshamas that are doing things. That on some level, says about Baron Kuller, there's a depth which is present. There's a depth which is present, which is so chashev. This gives people the possibility, and it cuts in both directions. What that means is that the idea of tochacha is not, it's not negative, it's a function of close relationship. Says Moshe Cordovero, we feel closer, we're more responsible, we never want people to feel pain if they are the closer that they are to us. A close relative, we feel their pain more. It's like the line of Barry Levine, you know, what's the line when he went to the doctor? Our leg hurts, you know. once joked about that with my wife. She pointed out, like, you know, when she was pregnant, so it's not that, like, we're not pregnant, you know? Only one of us has to deal with a child on them. Like, you can be empathic, you can be sensitive, you can feel uncomfortable for me. We are not pregnant. We do not go through labor together, you know? We don't have to deal with all of that. You know, like, when Ari Levine said it, like, he mamish, like, he felt it, you know? He really, really felt it. For me, like, I'm empathic. I really try hard. But I remember once, like, joking about that, like, so, we're going to go and use the line right now? Like, we're pregnant? She's like, I have to... Like, no, you know, like, there ain't anything there. But the extent to which a person, one pain is the other person's, is the, one person is the other person's, I don't know, it's the same you sow. One person is so deeply connected in a positive sense, in a positive sense that we never want to do anything wrong. It changes the essence of what tochecha really is. It changes the essence of what I'm trying to really do. What I'm really trying to do, it's so different. You know, sometimes there's like, it seems to me, maybe I'm off. Rabos machshavos believe ish, you never know what people are really, really thinking. But there's times where we give musar, or a person gives tochecha, and like, there's a little bit of a triumphant kind of a feel. You know, it's like you notice something in a roommate, and you're just like waiting for him to mess up again in order so that you can then point it out to him, like you can catch him, you know, doing it. Like, oh, see? You did it again. You woke up in the middle of the night again. As opposed to saying, like, if it were really your child and you were really, really where you're supposed to be, you'd so much more hope that you're not going to catch it because it's not going to happen again. And the primary goal is never triumphant. I don't feel good about the fact that, look at me, I can encourage my child to do X or Y more. It comes from a deep place of care and concern. It comes from a deep place, a deep and real place about experiencing. I want them to be as good as possible. And enodoma tochecha, which comes from being triumphant, or even because I'm scared of an avera, I'm scared of being accountable, to a tochecha, which comes from we're so connected. I don't want you to experience any pain. I don't want you to feel lost out at all. And that's very, very different. And sometimes there's the opposite of the person that loves giving tochecha in a triumphant kind of a way. Sometimes you have a person that says, I remember once a very good guy having this conversation with him many years ago, where it became like, I do me and you do you. You know, like, I do me and you do you. I'm gonna do things and you do your thing. And like, listen, I'm gonna stick to myself. It's not my right or my place to push or encourage or whatever. Again, that doesn't even have a position to do so. I'm this person's, I give chinuch to this person in camp. I'm this person, whatever. He does him, I do me. That's also profoundly concerning. Because on a level of neshama, we're so interconnected that I can't do me and he do him. I can't only think about myself. Or to say it differently, even if you're only thinking about yourself, your neshama is everywhere. His neshama is in you. It breaks down the barriers between individual yechidim. Because we're so interconnected. We're so interconnected in such a powerful way. And because of that, if one is missing, the power of Klal Yisrael gets lacking a little bit. Meshech Chachma describes that very beautifully in Bamidbar and Perek Yittes, that Kasher Yivsa Echad, that when you lose something, when one isn't there, so it takes away so much. In that sense, it works in two different. Our greatness is tied to those around us, and our individual success is also tully in where other people happen to be. And that feeling of, I take priority, I care so much about, when they feel pain, I feel pain. So even though, as the gufim are muchlakim, that there are different bodies in this world, on a level of neshama, kol yisrael arevim is a din in neshama. It's a din in neshama. And in the level of neshama, we're so interconnected, we're so one, that their pain pains me. That their pain pains me. And their lack of kiyum mitzvah, it pains me, because I'm missing that in that way. But the more that I'm surrounded by, not just that we all have the neshama level in a very deep way, but the more that I'm surrounded by others, merubim, that are osa mitzvah, so that's part of the pshat l'chor also in what we assume lahalacha of berov am hadras melech. That the pshat in berov am hadras melech, that when you daven with lots of people, it's an infinitely better tefillah. Because it's not just that I'm here and you're here, but the me is bigger when we're together with others. My neshama is more power. It's more connected. There's more going on, and your neshama is bigger when you're around other people. That's part of the tefillah b'tzibor of a qualitatively different mitzias of a berov am hadras melech, which takes place as a result. It doesn't mean that core family you're not closer with. We quoted this, I think, a little bit last time. Rabbi Melech, Noamel Melech, assumed, as did Rav Kook, that we have concentric circles, quoted many times, that we have, there are people that you may feel a closer connection to. I may feel a closer connection to my wife and to my children, to immediate family, than I do to others. But there are ways of doing that where I feel a closer connection. Okay, but what is that next tier? And how close is that next tier? And the more that there's this feeling of like massive connection, our neshamas are all interconnected, the more powerful it is. You had that sometimes by certain Gedol Yisrael who were like so wildly on fire about the need for Klal Yisrael to be keeping more Torah mitzvahs. That could be that you're Reb Noach Weinberg in Eish HaTorah, who was just like wake up in the morning, it's all about more. Reb Aaron Cutler in a different way, you know, with the building of Lakewood, that Lubavitch Rebbe in a different way. These people that would wake up and they were so tapped into this idea. They want Klal Yisrael to mekayim Torah mitzvahs well. And they know that if Klal Yisrael messes up, it hurts them. It hurts them. It's not that guy was Mechal Shabbos. There's a little bit of the neshama of mine, which is not tapped into right now, which also feels a certain shaychus to that chilul. And even if I don't get punished, only because I'm honest. But really, I should be Me'ikar Hadin. And when there are more Jews keeping Torah and mitzvahs, when there are more Jews who are learning, that's awesome. And therefore, if the guy next to me in yeshiva is learning really, really well, I would never be jealous because as a result of that guy learning well, there's now merubim who are oset a mitzvah. And now it's so much better. It's so much more powerful. Rav Aaron quotes the Gemara in Meseches. The Gemara here is speaking about, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, about Hillel. The Gemara says, Roy haya Hillel. Hillel should have been Zocha for the Shechina to be Shora on him, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but his generation wasn't there. What does that mean, generation wasn't there? It means that my greatness is so tied to the neshamas of others, that great as I may be, if they're not so great, so I can't fully actualize my potential. And if you're in a place or a context, the guy next to you is learning so late at night, and he knows the sugya so well, the guy next to you is davening with so much kavana, the guy next to you benches the way you believe you ideally should bench, I'm not jealous, frustrated, or upset that they're doing that. It's unbelievable. Because now my neshama is uplifted as a result of that. That now I can do so much more as a result of that. That now my learning can be better. Hillel was limited by his door and the people around him. But when you're with 10 people, so that's schar keneged kulam, the guy that Gemara says in Brachos. And when other people are doing it, it's so much more powerful. It's so much more powerful. So that's such an amazing idea for Baron Cutler, the real yesod here. It's not negative. It's a connection which, when it's positive, is unfathomably positive. And it's mechazik so much, this idea of us being able to come together. When more people do it, I become better as a result. When you are part of Mashal, the Mahadavar Domeh, when you're on a really good team, and there's a good system in that team, and everyone's really good, so you become better in the context of that system. And the system's messed up, you don't. So the guy around me is great at whatever the religious equivalent is of shooting, you know, corner threes. So I'm now in a system which is better, and I'll become better as a result. And that's certainly an amazingly powerful idea about chizuk from those around us, the connection that we have, and the idea that our neshamas, there's so much more here than just what you see. On the level of neshamas, there's a whole lot going on. Have a wonderful rest of your day.